And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Have I got a deal for you? How would you like to have internet, TV, and phone service all for the low, low price of only $12? Too good to be true? Well, maybe it is. You would have to move to Europe to get a deal like that. Meanwhile, here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and other parts of Orange County, subscribers of Time Warner Cable are paying 10 to 15 times more, and the rates increase every year. The U.S. has fallen behind much of the Western world when it comes to phone, cable, and internet service. Americans actually are paying much more for an inferior service compared to our global counterparts. When your only option is to connect to Time Warner, the cable company holds a virtual monopoly. It can charge any amount of money it wants. Because of these never-ending rate increases that keep piling up, many Chapel Hillians are simply cutting the cord to cable. Time Warner Cable is a target of hundreds of complaints every year, registered with the Better Business Bureau and the North Carolina Consumer Affairs Department. Most of those complaints involve product problems and services. If you have ever tried to deal with Chapel Hill Time Warner office, you may be quite familiar with the time-consuming delays of standing in long lines and then being confronted with discourteous counter clerks. In some parts of Chapel Hill, AT&T is offering U-verse and has introduced some competition into the fray. In an effort to fend off AT&T, Time Warner is advertising a free $300 gift card for new subscribers. Some subscribers are still waiting for their card, but loyal, long-time subscribers don't get a break, even if you're retired and live in a fixed income. The towns of Chapel Hill and Carrboro have little or no oversight over Time Warner. According to one Chapel Hill councilman, there's not much control over Time Warner that we can exercise. The councilman himself has had problems with Time Warner, waiting for service technicians that never show. Even throughout the U.S., subscriber rates vary enormously depending upon where you live. If you're lucky to live in Provo, Utah, the city made an agreement with Google to provide internet service to all residents for $1. It's quite possible Google may be poised to give Time Warner some pretty tough competition. That can't be soon enough. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.